He and I met years ago. His son, Will, and my son, Jack, and my stepson, Mike, have all played baseball together. Don, obviously, is a very passionate baseball fan, as am I. He and I discussed, as we started this process, the possibility of minor league baseball. He has his hands full with other things, so I told him that I'd take this task to try to drive this committee and hopefully bring something back to him that he can use.
After the first initial exploratory committee meeting with potential members of that committee, you maybe had more of an idea, a narrower view of what it could be, and possibilities opened up for you.
Not having done this before and not knowing what would fit well in Champaign, I knew what I wanted to do was surround myself with people who had experience with this. And so as I started to talk to people about being on the committee, they started to tell me other people who probably should be on the committee because of their experience. And as those people stepped forward, their level of expertise really helped open the door for maybe what could be done, and also helped eliminate some possibilities that maybe wouldn't work right off the bat.
Well, let's talk about what could be successful. I mean, at the time that this was pitched to you, you probably had a vision, whether it's along Neal Street, mm-hmm. at a location that the mayor has mentioned, or somewhere else, or possibly not even exactly in Champaign, drawing potentially around 5,000 fans.
Several factors add up to that target, and one of the things would be a great facility with ease of access, and then a place where you could have a family entertainment value, a family entertainment dollar could be well spent. Whether that was on the North Neal area, or whether it was on the west side of Champaign, or whether it was bounded on the outside by the interstate, all of those things were possibilities.
A lot of the proposal is about building a park,
right.
And it's talking about funding it a little bit tonight. A public-private partnership, and I'm sure people ask, how are we going to pay for this? How do you respond as far as the issue of funding a ballpark and in today's economy and some of those questions?
This is my initial thought, was it would be a privately owned stadium with a privately owned team, but it could be facilitated by cooperation with public, the city specifically. And so maybe the city had land or had the ability or an option on land that this could happen on. So that when the mayor approached me, that was what I thought the involvement level might be from the municipal standpoint. However, I've learned more as I've started down the process now that there are a lot of things that the municipality and the city government can do potentially for funding resources, and that would be maybe a tax break, not tax revenue from the city, but maybe a TIF district or things like that could be done. There could be a break for somebody who, just like if you were building a new manufacturing facility in town, if you came to town and said, I want to make widgets, that maybe the city would help you out by giving you a tax break, a tax incentive to put your widget factory here.
It really sounds like the real goal here is a ball, and you're not eliminating any possibilities now, including independent league, but you've got your homework to do as far as checking up on maybe other communities. They mentioned Fort Wayne,
right.
A couple other cities,
right.
that are very similar in size and successfully have minor league franchises.
And I think realistically, a ball would be shooting for the stars for us. And what I mean by A is a single A team affiliated with a major league franchise that played during the summer, something like 140 games during the summer. These are minor league baseball players that are on their way up from A to double A, triple A, and some of them will eventually be in the major leagues. So that would be a dream, and that would be shooting for the stars. Now, if we can't get that, I don't want to say that the prospects of having a team in town are dead, because I think there are other independent levels where you can be successful, and it all circles back to that possibility that you would have a facility that would house this franchise that could bring entertainment value to the city that the city would then support and surrounding communities would support.